First Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11. First Chronicles 14 and 11 says, "So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim." We read it again, verse 11. "So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by my hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim." Baal Perazim, that word, means Lord of the Breaks, or Lord of the Breakthroughs. For a few minutes today, I want to speak to you on the thought, the price of your next breakthrough. The price of your next breakthrough. Now, you know, and I know, you can't buy a miracle. I'm not talking about buying a miracle. I'm not talking about buying a breakthrough. I'm not talking about purchasing it with money. But there is a price to receiving from God. There is a price to the things that God has to offer to us. And we're going to learn about that as we go through this today. Baal Perazim means Lord of the Breaks, or Lord of the Breakthroughs. The word picture that David was using in the scripture that we shared, the word picture that he's using is that of a dam that is breaking, and waters coming forth with great overwhelming power. Like a dam bursting, breaking forth, breakthrough. The dictionary defines the word breakthrough as a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. A sudden, dramatic, important discovery or development. It also defines breakthrough as any significant or sudden advance, development, achievement, or increase that removes a barrier to progress. The act, this is the third definition, the act, results, or place of breaking through against resistance, as in warfare. The word breakthrough started out as a military term, meaning to break through a barrier. In 1928, the discovery of penicillin was a breakthrough in modern science. It was a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery and development that launched modern medicine forward in a major way. I probably am alive today because of penicillin to some degree. I like this definition, the one that I really it just jumped up to me. A highly significant or dramatic invention or improvement in performance achieved through consistent, focused, and synergic efforts. The word synergic simply means all parts working together, creating a greater impact than the parts working individually. So as I was praying and meditating, seeking God concerning the service today, these words came up in my spirit: the price of your next breakthrough. So friend, let me talk to you about the price of your next breakthrough. First of all, I don't care who you are. I don't care how powerful you are, how anointed you are, how wise you are, how special you are. The fact of the matter is, at some point in your life, you will need a breakthrough. And the truth is, through your lifetime, you will need multiple breakthroughs. And the truth is, your last breakthrough is not enough to carry you the rest of your life. Look at your neighbor and say, "You need a breakthrough."
You need a breakthrough.
Now look at your other neighbor and say, "I need a breakthrough." Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's nothing wrong with that. Now tell them this. Tell them God's got a breakthrough for you. Hallelujah. God's got a breakthrough for you. God has a breakthrough. I heard the Holy Spirit saying to me, I want you to tell the people today that it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are saying to you. It doesn't matter what your past experiences have told you. There is a breakthrough in your future. We serve the God of breakthrough. The God that we serve is a powerful, mighty God. He is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. In Micah chapter 2 and 13, the King James Version. Everybody say King James Version. Now we know that's the one that Apostle Paul used, so that's the one we're going to use. The King James Version. I love the King James Version. I'm just joking. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. The breaker is come up before them, or the one who breaks through. Again, Micah 2 and 13, the Amplified Bible, says the breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through, pass in through the gate, and go out through it, and their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head. Micah 2 and 13, same passage of scripture. The Message Bible says, then I, God, will burst all confinements and lead them out into the open. They'll follow their king, and I will be out in front leading them. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that we've got a general that leads from the front? Hallelujah. He showed us how to win. He showed us how to conquer. He doesn't expect us to fight this battle ignorantly. He showed us how to fight this battle. I talked about it in Sunday school this morning. When the devil came against Jesus, he defeated him with "It is written." He showed us how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I want to remind somebody today that your God and my God is a God of war. Somebody said, I thought he was a God of love. He is a God of love, but he's also a God of war. Exodus 15 and 3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Friend, listen to me. God is not a stranger to war. There's nothing that you and I could ever face or experience in life that could intimidate our God. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing you face in life can intimidate our God. There's nothing that God cannot handle. There's nothing that God cannot do. Your God and my God is the God of the breakthrough. Your God and my God is the God of battles, and he leads us into the battle, and he leads us to confront the enemy, to confront the obstacle, to confront the adversary, and to break through into victory. I wish you'd lift your hands and thank God right now for a breakthrough in this house. I want you to lift your hands and say, thank God for a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough. You may not be talking for yourself, but I'm going to talk for myself. I need a breakthrough today. I'm believing God for a breakthrough, and I want to know what is the price of my next breakthrough. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me just say this while I'm on the subject. If you're at a point right now and you say, I don't need that. That's not my word. That's for somebody else. It's all good right now. I'm good. No problems. No problems. No financial problems. No physical problems. No relational problems. None of that. I'm good. Pastor, thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. But I'm good. Okay. To you I say, hold on to this word. Because if you don't need it today, you might tomorrow. If you don't need it today, I promise you, you will need it before long. Because you and I live in a world where we are opposed, especially if you live godly in Christ Jesus. All men shall suffer persecution. So if you try to make progress in the things of God, you are going to be opposed and you're going to be resisted and you are going to need a breakthrough and you're going to need the God of breakthrough on your side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the reason I titled this message "The Price of Your Next Breakthrough" is because breakthrough does not happen automatically. The very fact that you need the breakthrough tells you that there's resistance, that there's opposition, that there is something that is resisting you and stands opposed to you and to your progress. Whether that is spiritual or physical, or whether that is emotional, whatever that area is, there is resistance and there is opposition. And that means that there is going to be effort required on your part. That means the price of a breakthrough, the price of your next breakthrough, is the mindset of a warrior. If you're taking notes, it's number one, the mindset of a warrior. If you're going to break through, you're going to have to get the mindset of a warrior. You're going to have to break through with the mindset of a warrior. You'll never break through the resistance and the opposition that is against you today with a passive, half-hearted, indifferent, ho-hum, drum-drum attitude. It's going to require some synergy. That means it's going to require an all-out effort, all parts working together. That means you're going to have to use everything in your arsenal. You're going to have to use everything at your disposal. You're going to have to pull out the big weapons. You're going to have to pull out the big guns. You've got to get the Word of God in your mouth. You've got to speak the Word of God. You've got to know how to exercise the power of the blood of Jesus. You got to know how to bind the devil and loose the power of God. You got to know how to stand and resist the devil so he'll flee from you. You've got to know how to use the weapons of our warfare, because they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God.
Amen. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God for big weapons.
Yes. Thank God for big weapons.
That work.
That work.
I tell you, I'm glad today that the weapons that he's given us work.
Amen.
They work. Now, friend, listen. The devil is not going to sit down on the sidelines and let you waltz across the goal line. He's going to fight you every step of the way. He's going to do everything he can to resist you, to oppose you, to discourage you, to humiliate you, and break you down. But you are not breaking down. You are breaking through with synergy, with all parts working together. I'm going to tell you something. In this church, under this ministry, with this anointing, this word that's being taught, that's being preached, you have no excuse for breaking down. You're going to have to work hard to break down. Because I'm working hard to put breakthrough anointing in you. I'm working hard to put breakthrough wisdom in you. I'm working hard to put the word of truth in your spirit that will give you something to fight with. So when you get in the middle of the warfare, you're not running around trying to find something in the middle of the fight. You've already got your equipment. You're already anointed. You're already full of the word of God. And you're already ready to put that stone in the sling and to swing it and take Goliath out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. The price of your next breakthrough. Number two, don't expect victory on the same level. What does that mean? Okay, let me make it simple. New level, new devil. How many feel like you're growing? Look at you chickens, you chickens, you chickens. I'm trying to raise eagles and you're acting like chickens. Because you're afraid of what's coming next. I said, how many feel like you're grown? It's like,
What does that mean?
How many feel like you're growing in God?
Yes.
Oh, that's better. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm in the right house. I felt like I was in the chicken house for a minute. I was like, God, I'm supposed to be with the eagles. I said, the wrong house. Yes, you are right. I am going to say something else. You have grown since your last breakthrough. You have. Thanks be unto God, you've grown since your last breakthrough. The devil has been watching you. And he's been formulating new battle plans. So you can't expect to break through like you broke through last time, this time, with the same offense or same tactics that you used in the past. You have got to get Holy Spirit strategy. You've got to get Holy Spirit strategy. God's plan for Ai was completely different than his plan for Jericho. God's plan for Gideon was completely different than David's strategy. Every breakthrough requires its own strategy. So the price of your next breakthrough is spending time with God and getting his strategy for the battle. At every battle, David inquired of the Lord for his strategy. Every battle requires a plan. Every battle requires a strategy. There is a God-given strategy. And you got to understand something. The devil that you fought on the last level ain't the same devils you'll be fighting on this next level. And so there's new plans that have been formed. There's new plots and there's new schemes. And there's new strategies that he's been formulating. And it's going to take a plan from God and a strategy from God to defeat him. The price of your next breakthrough, number three, is passion, hunger. You will never have a breakthrough in any area of your life that you are not passionate about.
That's right.
Let me give you the rule. If you can live without it, you'll live without it. What? What did he say?
Yeah.
If you can live without it, you'll live without it.
That's true.
If you can live without being blessed, you'll live without being blessed. If you can live without prosperity, you won't have prosperity. If you can live without being healed, you won't be healed. If you can live without peace, you won't have peace. If you can live without your relationships being restored, they won't be restored. If you can live without it, you'll live without it. Next, anything worth having is worth fighting for. If it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. Number four, the price of your next breakthrough is the willingness to change. Adaptability is indispensable. Think about this. David didn't want Saul's sword. Remember, he tried to give it to him. Take my armor, take my helmet, take my sword. David turned them down. But after David brought Goliath down with his sling, he ran and took Goliath's sword. Isn't that amazing? He didn't want Saul's sword, but he took Goliath's sword. 1 Samuel 17:51 says, therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Watch, friend, watch this. David was an expert with a sling. We know that's true. We don't know how good he was with a sword, but we know this. He knew how to adapt. He knew how to adapt. A major key in your next breakthrough will be your willingness to adapt, to change, to experience something new, to let go of the old, even if it was good, even if it was needful, even if it was profitable, even if it worked in the past. You're something new. You're facing something new, and you need to be able to adapt to new things. You need to be able to accept something new. You need to be able to experience something new. I'm telling you, we serve a God that is continually outdoing himself, and he doesn't have to look like what he looked like the last time you saw him. He might come to you tomorrow walking on the water, and you say, that's not God. I never seen God walk on the water before. My friend, just because you've never seen it before don't mean it ain't God. God can do anything. Let him out of the box. Let God be God and learn how to adapt.
Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you've got to be willing to change. See, David could not cut off Goliath's head with a strap of leather. But he had already told Goliath he was going to cut off his head. So he had to have a sword. He'd already turned down Saul's sword. But now he needed a sword. And so he adapted. And he ran and he took Goliath's sword. And he cut off his head with his own sword. So if you're going to break through, the price of your next breakthrough is the willingness to adapt. The willingness to change. The willingness to let go of old ideology. I sat together with a bunch of ministers the other day, seasoned ministers, not beginners, not babies, seasoned ministers. And one of the thoughts and one of the things that was on the table in our discussion was this: there's a lot of things I used to believe I don't believe anymore. And I heard him say that, and I went, me too. I thought it was just me. And he said, no, because see, I got more light on the subject. Doesn't mean it was wrong. Doesn't mean it wasn't necessary. Didn't mean it didn't help me. Didn't mean it didn't bless me. It just means I got more light on the subject. And it means now that I got more light on the subject, to not walk in the more light that I have would put me back in darkness. Less light. I don't want to go back. I want to go forward. So I've got to be willing to grow. And I've got to be willing to change. How many knows that when you grow, first time when I started outgrowing my shoes where my feet were uncomfortable in the shoes I was in. They started hurting. My toes started hurting. The sides of my feet started hurting. I didn't know what was going on. Some people would think the thing to do would be to pull off your shoes and cut them out. You know, I'm joking. Pull off your shoes and be mad at your shoes because your feet are hurting. But it's not the shoes that are making your feet hurt. It's growing. Somebody else that hasn't grown to where you're at yet could really enjoy your shoes. Right? You understand? Maybe in the family you got some of those. Hand me down. Somebody else could step right into them because they haven't grown to the place that you're at. But when you grow, as you grow, you outgrow some things. And as you outgrow some things, some of the things that used to be around you and make you comfortable and you used to cling to and you used to enjoy and you used to lean on and you used to be blessed by, all of a sudden you're not getting the same blessing out of it anymore. All of a sudden you're not leaning on it like you used to, because there is a greater truth that's been revealed to you and you're reaching for the greater truth. You're letting go of that which is behind you and you're pressing for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Jesus. That's the price of your next breakthrough. Letting go. The willingness to change and adapt. If I'm going to grow, I got to be willing. Let somebody else have those shoes. I got to be willing. Doesn't mean they're bad. Doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means I've grown. I don't fit in the same shoes I used to fit in. Come on, lift your hands for just a moment and thank God for his word today. Come on, stir this atmosphere for just a minute. Oh, Rikotobo Shadabaha. Woo! Ridalide Oshihataya. Lord, we're growing. We're growing. We're learning, God. We're letting go to take hold, God. We're going up. We're going higher. Thank you for every blessing, Lord, that you brought into our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The price. Number five, the price of your next breakthrough is aggressive faith. Aggressive faith. That is faith that runs to the battle. David ran to meet Goliath. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a 14-year-old, maybe 15-year-old boy with a slingshot running out? Slingshot, dressed with a little shepherd's garment, a little bit of clothing, not clothing, but skin, some kind of animal skin. He's running out there to meet this giant, 9 to 11 feet tall, who is in full armor. And he's running out there with his slingshot, saying, I'm going to take you out. And not only you, but all the armies of the Philistines are going to come down today. Can you imagine what they look like? But David had an aggressive faith. If you're going to break through, you've got to have a bold, aggressive faith.
Yes.
Somebody say boldness.
Boldness.
Say aggressive.
Aggressive.
Run to the battle.
Run to battle.
Now let me give you a scripture. Look at this. Isaiah 28, 5 and 6. I love this scripture. It says, in that day, the Lord of hosts shall be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength that turned the battle to the gate. Strength to turn the battle to the gate. In other words, God says, if you will take the fight to the enemy, I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you. I will be strength to those that run to the battle. Oh, hallelujah. Friend, you are never going to have a breakthrough backstepping. You're never going to have a breakthrough backstroking. If you're going to have a breakthrough, you've got to run to the battle. You've got to have a bold, aggressive faith. And when you do, God says, I will come alongside of you and I will give you strength when you turn the battle to the gate. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number six, the price of your next breakthrough is knowing that you might take a good hit. I have to say that. The price of your next breakthrough is knowing that you might take a good hit. Now, I'm going to say this. Don't want anybody to think any less of me, but I'm going to say this. I didn't want to fight when I was in school. I did not want to fight. You know why? Because I didn't want a fat lip. I didn't want a black eye. I didn't want a broken tooth. I had seen kids fight, and I had seen them get fat lips and bloody lips and busted noses and black eyes. And I thought, I don't want that. So I avoided it the best I could. There were occasions when it was unavoidable. But I did not want the confrontation. I did not want to feel the pain of that warfare. But as a believer, you've got to understand something. You have to arm yourself with the mindset, I might have to take a hit. Because let me just say it this way. You're not going to get through this thing without scars.
That's right.
You're not going to get through this thing without some battle scars. You're not going to get, there's no way you're going to get through this life without getting hit sometimes. There's no way you're going to get through this life without somebody stabbing you in the back sometime, without somebody lying on you, without somebody cheating you, without somebody doing something against you. There's no way. And you falling down yourself and blacking your own eye and stubbing your own toe. There's no way you're going to get through this thing without some wounds. So you might as well arm yourself with a mindset, I might take a good hit. I might hit the ground a time or two. I might get some wounds out of this. I might get a black eye or a fat liver. But that goes with the territory. The only soldier that never takes a hit and never gets knocked down is the one who never goes into a battle. See, the only way I could avoid a black eye or a bloody nose or a fat lip was don't fight. So I tried to avoid it. And I have to say, I think I was smart. Because I've seen some people suffer. And I didn't see no reason to fight for no reason. You ever go to school and somebody just wanted to fight you because? Just because? What did I do? Am I breathing your air or something? I'll move over here. Just because. I had a kid one time in high school. He was the champion of the wrestling team. He wasn't very big. He's about this big. So he felt like he had to prove himself, right? So he wanted to prove himself on me. I never did anything to him. He just wanted to fight. Well, I had enough sense to know he's a champion, state champion. I don't know anything about wrestling. All I know about wrestling is falling down. That's all I know. I know this won't end good. So I don't want to get involved with it. So we don't. Thank God I didn't have to fight him. But before he leaves, he punched me in the chest. Boom, just like that, real hard. Why? What did I do to him? I didn't do nothing. I had another kid, I was going to school. This kid, he wanted to fight me. He was nagging at me all the time. And I would just ignore him. I said, his name was Danny. I said, Danny, I don't want to do it, man. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. This is grade school. I don't want to fight. Danny, I don't want to fight. Man, he just would not leave me alone. He wouldn't leave me alone. I'm going to meet you out on the playground. I don't want to meet you on the playground. I don't want to see you at all. But there he was out on the playground one day. I'm playing volleyball out there. Not volleyball, but tetherball. You remember that? Anybody remember tetherball? So I'm out there playing tetherball. Here he comes, man. He's got his little posse with him. And I'm like, okay, today's the day. There's no way around this. And so, you remember the old days? Put a chip on, put a little piece of wood up there, knock it off. He put the little piece of wood up there on his shoulder, just knocked that off. I said, I don't want to knock that off because I don't want to fight you. So he finally figured out I wasn't going to knock his wood off. So he knocked it off himself. And then the fight was on. And I did get hit. And I did get a fat lip. And I did roll around in the dirt a little bit. But when I got up, I had made a friend. When I got up, that same guy that wouldn't leave me alone and wanted to fight all the time became a really good friend. And we became friends for the rest of our lives, actually, until he expired. But it was a fight. There was a fight. You have to arm yourself with an understanding. I might get some wounds. I might get hit. I might get a fat lip. I might get a black eye. And you probably will. You might lose a round or two, but you're going to win the war. Amen. That's what you have to make up your mind. Devil, you might knock me down, but I'm getting back up. Amen. And when I get up, I'm going to be stronger than I was when you knocked me down. Amen. And as a matter of fact, when you knocked me down, when I get back up, I'm going to be ready for what you used on me the last time. It ain't going to work. I'm wised up now. I'm smartened up. It's not going to work on me this time. But you have to arm yourself with the mindset of a soldier. I might get wounded in this battle, but I'm winning the war. That's the price of your next breakthrough. I'm almost finished. The price of your next breakthrough is giving up your fears. That's number 7. The price of your next breakthrough is giving up your fears. That's one of the things that kept me from fighting. I didn't want to get hit. You must give up your fears. You must become fearless. Proverbs 29 and 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. You must become fearless. Fears that will keep you from breaking through are fears of the future, fear of the unknown, fear of the opinions of other people. What will people think about me? What will people say about me? Fear of failure. Well, what about if I try it and it doesn't work? What about if I fall down? Well, what about it? That's called life, man. It's going to happen. You've got to overcome that. You've got to become fearless. The fear of confrontation. You have to get over the fear of confrontation and the fear of rejection. Well, what about if they don't like me? What about if they turn on me? What about if they reject me? Well, so what? They rejected Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, Father, I can't do it. They rejected me. He died for the ones that rejected him. Yes, you will be rejected by some, but you will be accepted and you will be loved by some. I'm not assigned to everybody. Everybody don't like me. Everybody don't love me. Everybody don't like the way I preach. Everybody don't like the way I teach. Everybody don't like the way I write. But there are thousands and thousands of people that said it's all right and keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you've got to become fearless. The fear of loss. Oh, what if I put it out there and I lose it? The fear of loss keeps so many people from ever trying. And then here's one that some people don't realize is a fear. The fear of success. You say, what does that mean, the fear of success? That means some people never succeed because they're afraid of what they're going to do after they succeed. They don't know what they have to do next. They don't know what their success will require. And so the very thought about what success might require from me keeps me from wanting to succeed. Fear of success. You have to become fearless. Number eight, the price of your next breakthrough is intentionality. Intentionality. This is the last one. You will never break through. I will never break through into any area accidentally. You don't stumble into victory over the devil. You don't stumble into your next level of power. You don't stumble into your next level of intimacy with God. You don't stumble into victory in your finances and your relationships. It's not accidental. It's intentional. It's intentional. Breakthrough is not for the accidental, casual Christian. Breakthrough is on the other side of commitment, focus, persistence, and intentionality. If there's one thing that I can say that has contributed more to my progress and my advancement in my walk with God in the last few years, it has been the understanding and the mindset embracing intentionality. Intentionality. Jesus was intentional. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Why? Because he was looking past the cross and he was seeing the joy of you and I being born into his family. He was seeing the joy of those whose lives will be forever altered because of the sacrifice. And he was willing to endure the cross, despising the shame, for the joy that was set before him. The Bible says in one place, Jesus' face was set like a flint. He was so determined to fulfill his purpose. I've asked it before, but I've asked the question, how much do you do by intentionality? How much do you do accidentally? How much of your life has just happened accidentally? But I had to answer that for myself. And I was really, really amazed and disappointed at how much of my life had happened accidentally. And I made up my mind, from this day forward, I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to pray with intention. I'm going to write with intention. I'm going to sing with intention. I'm going to testify with intention. I'm going to get up in the morning with intention. I'm going to go through my day with intention. I am living my life with intentionality. If you're going to experience breakthroughs in your life, you're going to have intentionality. Breakthrough is not for the casual. It's not for the accidental Christian. It's for the committed. It's for the persistent. Would you stand with me? I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like. It doesn't matter how long, how strong, or even how wrong. There's a breakthrough for you if you're willing to pay the price. There's a breakthrough for you if you're willing to pay the price. We can break through. I said this, and I'm closing with this. I don't know about you. I don't know about every one of you. I have a feeling about some of you today that you need a breakthrough. I feel God gave me this word because there's a need today. Somebody needs a breakthrough. But I know this for myself. I need a breakthrough. The breakthrough that I've had has been wonderful. It's been great, and I'm grateful for it. It took me to this place. But it's not enough. I need another breakthrough. And I serve the God of breakthroughs. I serve the God that goes before me. The God, the breaker. The Lord of the breakthrough. If you're here in this house today and you know that this is a word from God, you're standing in a place where you need a breakthrough in your life, I want you to come. Would you come and join me? If you come and join me today, I believe the Holy Spirit sent this word, and I believe that He's going to impart to you an anointing. I believe He's going to impart to you a quickening of the Spirit to break through. Come on. If you're not coming forward, would you just lift your hands and point them this way and begin to pray with us and agree with us today that there's breakthroughs in the house. There's breakthroughs in the house. We serve the God of the breakthrough today. The God of the breakthrough. There is nothing too hard for God. But here's the thing, so many times, and I've been so guilty of this, we're wanting God to come breaking through to us. And He didn't say that's the way it works. We got to break through. He's the Lord of the breakthrough. But He's going to empower us to break through that resistance. He's going to empower us to break through that wall. He's going to empower us to break through that opposition, that thing that the devil has raised up against us. He's going to empower us to break through. This is your time. This is your season. This is your hour of breakthrough. The fact that you have come forward this morning says that I believe this word, and it says that I want to break through, and it says that I will not accept a life without breakthrough. I am determined. I am intentional. I'm committed. I might get some wounds. I might get a black eye. I might get a fat lip, but I'm in it to win it, and I'm willing. I might lose a round or two, but I'm going to win the war. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands right now. Father, I pray and I prophesy for every person that has come forward today. It is a step of intentionality. They have intentionally, Lord, identified before You that they are believing for breakthrough in their lives. They have intentionally, God, identified that they are trusting You for Your power to be manifested in their lives. And Father, I agree right now, God, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, Lord, whether it's relational, God, whatever that situation is right now, God, I decree and I declare breakthrough in the name of Jesus. A breakthrough anointing is being released right now. I want you to just lift your hands and praise Him and begin to thank Him. And as you do, He'll begin to impart to you an anointing for breakthrough. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by My Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. God, You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the breaker. You are the Lord of the breaker today. It's going to break. It's going to break, because we're not going to back up. We're not going to do the backstroke, but we're going to run to the battle, and we're going to confront, and we're going to conquer in the name of Jesus. Oh,
I feel something happening. I feel it. I feel something happening. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for breakthrough right now in the house, God. Thank you, Lord, for changes. Thank you for changes. Thank you, Lord. God, situations are changing. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for breakthrough today, God. Somebody might be thinking right now, you may be even saying to yourself, well, I don't feel it. Oh, yeah, I love that one. I don't feel it. Pastor, I think that was a good word, but I don't feel it. Okay, let's get over in the faith arena. Because it has nothing to do with feeling. If you stay over there in that feeling arena, you're defeated already. If you want to stay over there, you've lost the battle already. It's not about feeling, it's about faith. It's about believing God and taking it at His word. God, I believe what you said today. I believe your word, and I believe it was for me. Father, we worship you. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you. We praise you today, God. I want you to look around today. I want you to look up here. So many are standing today. What they're saying is, I need a breakthrough. There's an area of my life. There's someplace I need to see a change. I need to see a shift. I need to see a breaking. I need to see God manifested in that area. That's prayer material right there. When you see them here, they're saying, God, you're the answer. I've already tried it. I can't do it. You're the answer. But you and I together, it's a majority, and we can't lose. You can't lose with God on your side. Somebody said we can't lose with the stuff we use. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God, which causes us always to triumph. Hallelujah. I want you to turn. I want you to encourage everyone up here in the front. I want you to shake hands each other. I want you to tell them to say, you're looking real good on the other side of your breakthrough. You're looking real good on the other side of your breakthrough. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you. We have service tonight at 5 o'clock. God bless you. Have a blessed day.